Oh, and I forgot to tell you, I actually used the MIDI guitar professionally in the studio this past weekend. I went in to record a song for a client. I did the guitar parts, and then I said, I have a synth now, so can we put some other parts on there, strings and everything else? And they said, sure, we can have a go on it. And I put a synth part and strings on it, and I don't have it yet, so I can't share it with you. But it worked out great. As far as the teaching goes, one of the biggest strides I made this year was to get a marketing guy with whom I have done, I think, three or four sessions so far, and we still have a few more remaining out of the package that I bought earlier this year. And he's in Thailand. He's an English guy. He lives in Thailand. And so we have to do it at like my 9:30 in the morning, and his whatever time it is there. I think it's nighttime for him. And this was referred by a friend of mine who also runs a very successful guitar school. He's got, hundreds of students and many teachers working for him, way bigger than Guitar Lesson Ithaca. I actually asked him if he would do a paid consultation with me, and he said, "Well, I don't really want to get into the specifics of your business. The main thing I did last year was get a new marketing guy. Would you like his information?" And I said, "Yeah, of course." And so that's been amazing. And it's every time we meet, he gives me like a ton of homework, and about half of it I can do on my own, and about half of it I don't know how to do, like technical stuff on the web. So I have a new web designer guy who's from South Africa, who's actually cheaper and better than the American web designer guy that I have been using for 20 years. But I still keep that other guy on the team, because every once in a while there's stuff that one doesn't know that the other one does, or can help with that the other one doesn't or isn't able to. But anyway, that's a big change right there. And I've been going back to read the notes from the Elite Guitar Teacher's Inner Circle, and improve my teaching, the plan. I've improved, I think, the planning of the classes a lot, like deciding, like, I won't go into detail about it, but I plan more efficiently, and I think I plan better lessons and more fun lessons and higher quality lessons, like getting better results with more fun, basically. I also read this other book called The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur, which has you write he calls it a prosperity plan. I call it a mission statement and long-term vision. And I was gonna just put it up on the site here, but you might not read it, so I'm just gonna actually read through it real quick. And so this is, and so I'm just saying, it feels good to write out your goals, in all areas, and then monitor them as you go along. So I'm going to read this to you. Guitar Lessons Ithaca's mission, the purpose for our existence, and our relentless commitment to growth. Feel great about your guitar playing. Guitar Lessons Ithaca is a completely unique approach to learning guitar. Our purpose is to inspire people to realize musical possibilities that they may have thought were unattainable, and to provide them a fun atmosphere in which they can see real musical growth. It is our emphatic belief that it is healthy for everyone to be creative and to express themselves musically, and it is our relentless mission to inspire and challenge students to get massive results in a relatively short time. Guitar Lessons Ithaca's destiny, what we are destined to be. Since our inception in 2016, we have helped and continue to help scores of students, some of which are currently celebrating their 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6-year anniversaries. In the future, the school plans on moving its current location to downtown Ithaca and eventually opening several locations with a dedicated staff at each location. Founder Dennis Wing will travel between them and give master classes. Guitar Lessons Ithaca's areas of innovation, how we do it. Guitar Lessons Ithaca leads on quality as well as convenience. We offer learning experiences that are immediately applicable to real-world playing situations because we prioritize what content is most relevant to each student based on his or her long-term goals, and we explain it in simple terms with a focus on doing rather than just understanding. In addition, we provide completely hassle-free, flexible scheduling for maximum convenience to accommodate today's busy lifestyles. Guitar Lessons Ithaca's Immutable Laws. Now, this section is cool because you have to come up with, like, slogans that summarize your philosophy on your stance of why you, what makes your business unique. So, number one, swim. We won't let you sink. At our school, you learn by doing. We focus on a variety of relevant topics that you rotate between, and the learning is way faster than the traditional linear method of music education. As such, we quickly help students overcome fears of playing in real music in real time in a variety of settings. They then get the confidence to continue their journey with a combination of individual practice and ongoing coaching and mentorship. Next, it's not what you know, it's what you can do. Implementation and integration are key concepts at Guitar Lessons Ithaca. The former means putting what you learn into, to immediate use in a variety of contexts. Integration means tying the new thing learned with the other elements you're already familiar with. Only in the doing can the information and its relevance truly stick. Next, it's your divine right to express yourself. Many schools are cookie cutter that teach the same methods for every student. We regularly ask students for their feedback on their musical priorities and adjust lesson content accordingly. There are so many genres, styles, and approaches to guitar, and we honor all of them. As you progress as a student, you get to make more and more choices about what you want to do, and we support your developing your own unique voice on the instrument. Next, community fosters learning. At Guitar Lessons Ithaca, we emphasize but do not require performance opportunities such as recitals and recordings. We have had 5 recitals and 5 student albums to date, video and audio of which are available under the free resources section of our website. These events are a terrific learning experience for the students and allow them to show tangible results to their family and friends. In addition, we average 2 student parties per year, which former and prospective students are welcome to participate in. Finally, the last heading, Guitar Lessons Ithaca's Community, who we do it with and for. Generally, we serve 4 types of students, which include working professionals, college students, teens, and younger children, as well as retirees. We recognize that each group is predisposed to certain unique learning challenges and variations in amount of practice time, cognitive rates of learning, physiological obstacles, and treat each student accordingly. All right, so that's my little mission statement. That reminds me of one other little technical thing, which is this year, because I got better at the MIDI guitar and the Studio One digital audio workstation, the student album was even better than last year. Like, I was able to import MIDI sounds from, like, I got guitar profiles. This may be not that interesting to you if you're not a tech person, but it was amazing to me that you can download guitar profiles, which are free. People upload them and then extract the MIDI from them and then play them in your digital audio workstation, and it's like the music is exactly the backing track. So if you listen to Student Album Volume 5 and you go to tracks like Don't Stop Believin' or Voodoo Child, or other ones I generated were like Hotel California and things like that, it's amazing how realistic they sound, and you can customize them as to what instruments you want to use. Or another one was Here Comes the Sun. So I got all those for free, basically. I had to edit them a little and tweak them to suit the student's recording. And it was a lot of work, this student album this year, as I knew it would be, and I knew I would love it, and I'm totally psyched about doing it again next year. But I was able to take it to a whole new level with no more work than it had been in the previous year. So, you know, that was all very positive. And then the other thing is about my own personal playing. I'm still taking lessons on rhythm, and I'm also doing a new book now called Advanced Rhythmic Concepts for Modern Improvisation. I think that's the title of it. And it's been super fun. And like, it's really fun to hear the results of my efforts on those lessons and reading the books and doing the exercises. And like I can hear it now in my playing. Like for all, like most of the last 2 years, I think I've been with my teacher, I can't remember now, maybe 3 years, maybe this is the third year. So for all last year, like for the first year or two, I was just like trying to get to understand it all. And then in the second year, I was like, well, how come I'm not hearing any of this in my playing? And now in the third year, I'm enjoying all these things that I can hear in my playing. So like, this is the whole thing about, we've talked about this in previous New Year's audio. The whole thing about lessons is like, you sometimes wonder like, well, what am I really getting? Like, where is the results? Why am I spending all this money and time and I'm not getting results? But the thing is, you do get results. You get results by planning, like I've been talking about, and you get results by studying and practicing, and then you get to enjoy the fruits of your labor. So in general, as a musician, I'm gonna back out from the rhythm part in specific and now talk about being, you know, the broad thing as being a musician. Playing all these different styles, being able to teach all these different styles, doing all these fun gigs with all the variety, and doing videos on YouTube and on social media just for fun. It's just so much fun writing articles. Like, it's so much fun. I'm having so much fun, and it all comes back to planning and studying. So this is why I'm giving you this intro, because I know you believe in planning and studying. I hope you do the Tom Hess audio thing and do the goals and send me your goals for the entire year. And let's make it the best year ever.